Every culture and land has a dance all its own. From the Great Chinese Wall to Valencia.
But we don't have a dance. No, we don't have a dance. We, the intelligentsia.
Now the Arabs have dances and so do the Dutch. And the Hindus have 15 or 20.
But we don't have a dance. No, we don't have a dance. We, the Cognoscenti.
The Italians have dances and so do the Greeks. From Pythagoras down to Menotti.
But we don't have a dance. No, we don't have a dance. We, the literati.
So the three of us compose the dance, and we hope it will affect you all.
It's a simple little thing,
and you'll get a chance to sing.
And it's just for the intellect, you all. Do-wack-a-doo, poo-poo-fee-doo, a-bo-dee-o-dee-o-dee-o-dee-o, scat!
Hum some bartok under your breath.
Shake like Holbein's Dance of Death.
If calculus is taxing, spend your time relaxing.
You're the intellectual spread.
Walk from Stendhal's Red and the Black.
Flash your eyes like Univac.
If physics has you low down, join the mental hoedown.
You're the intellectual spread.
If you find it tiring, quote some lines from Byron.
Shelley or Keats.
Keep your feet staccato with the grace of Giotto.
Then make way for mayhem.
Shake like Martha Graham.
Read the geodetical news.
Sing them old Byzantine blues.
If Roger Cash is frantic, don't be called romantic. Do the intellectual sprag.
Of Ezra Pound, in case you've missed the sounding brass and tinkling of the cymbal is.
Define the major triad used by Hindemith, the alcoholic proof of a diminished fifth.
You'll find it while you're reading T.S. Eliot's tome. It takes a heap of references to make a boom.
So make a list of 20 Indonesian herbs. Make a list of 20 passing Sanskrit verbs.
Make a list of 20 oceanic rhymes. Do the crossword puzzle in the Sunday Times.
Square,
forget the quantum theory. Life is never three.